Good morning, stranger community of listeners. got into that, not quite sure where I was going. You know, when we go into public bathrooms, I swear, pretty darn soon, and they should have been doing this for a while, pretty darn soon they're going to have to start issuing, like, ear protective wear when you walk in, like you do when you go to, like, air shows or shoot guns or things like that. My gosh! I mean, I've known this for a while, but wow! Dryers are so loud. Like, some of them are uber loud. And I know some of it is, like, the ones that are, your hands are super close, and it makes it just ridiculously loud. There needs to be, like, a line of, please don't hold your hands this close to the thing, because it makes ridiculously loud noises. It's just, yeah, I don't know. I just was thinking about that, because I'm just, like, I literally was in a bathroom that I had to just cover my ears, and I probably should do that far more often. Life is noisy, but that is a lot of noise. There has to be a way to have a dryer that's not so loud. I mean, my gosh, we put people on the moon, but my goodness, can we really not make a dryer that dries our hands well that isn't ridiculous? Anyway, I don't know what that's about. I mean, some of those dryers, they come off with intensity, and I realize that it's speed, but at the cost of our hearing, because those are really loud, and then they're fast on, right? So your ears don't, like, prep up to the sound that you're hearing. So, anyway, another invention. Or, you know, I suppose we could just, again, start issuing ear things, and then we could, somebody could capitalize on that. Bathroom ear buddies issued to you for your convenience. We have enough noises that come at us because they kind of have to. Although sometimes it's questionable. You know, some of the, like, the beeps on the buses when they stop and they beep, beep, beep. Why they beep, 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 I don't know, except maybe to signify that they're stopping. But my gosh, you get in front of one of those and it's like, whoa, it can be pretty intense too. So I don't know if they can change that. They probably could. But that's all I got for you. I guess the other thing is, the only thing, other thing that really sparked me, I was out and about and, speaking of in the bathroom, and noticing how many people are just, like, not flushing the toilet. What's up with that, people? Come on. Get your stuff together. Be kind. Yeah. Flush. I noticed this lately as a bigger trend, and I'm like, I don't know if it's the sensor wasn't working or they couldn't find the pushy thing, because sometimes that is an issue. Couldn't find a pushy thing that makes it flush when the sensor doesn't work. Although I have to say, in the bathroom that I was most recently in that this happened, there was a pretty clear handle or push button thing that was wide and stuck up and was a different color and in different material. So I appreciate that when they do that, because there are times when the sensor doesn't work and finding the little push button thing, not so easy. Not so easy. So good bathroom habits, people. And be kind to your own ears and others when you're washing your hands. Not to put your hands up to those really noisy dryers and creating all that crazy noise. Just a suggestion. Anyway, that's all I got. Thank you so much for listening to my crazy thought processes. You can check me out on Facebook, @mornningswithastranger.com. Can also, what else could you do? You could go to the website. You go to the website and you can check out all of the other podcasts. And also support the website or support the podcast by going on the website, actually, through Amazon, if you're an Amazon shopper, at no cost to you, by the way. So thank you so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. Have a wonderful rest of your morning and enjoy your tea, coffee, breakfast, fruit, fasting, whatever you do.